Guilty All the Same, Linkin Park, and someone else?
Yeah, it's Rakim. He's like a famous rapper. You don't know?
No, I don't know.
That's fun. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Against the Grain. It's Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Well, it's like 8:07, but it's fine. My name's Keegan.
My name's Jenna.
And we do this every week, 8 p.m. Eastern, 12 a.m., 12:07 a.m., Greenwich Mean Time. And we're joined today by some very special guests, some good friends of mine. We've got Mr. Alex Hobson.
Hi there.
From the band No Service.
Glad to be on.
Waterloo. And we have Mr. Mike Penny from Jailbirds.
Hello.
Did I pronounce it right?
That's correct, yeah.
I did, okay.
You're the first person to ever do that on the first try.
Good.
How do you mispronounce it?
Oh,
believe Mike me, Penny?
I've heard it every which way.
I get misspelling, but mispronouncing.
What? Oh, it's bad. Especially substitute teachers. They're the worst.
So we've got these guys on tonight because they are playing a show together in 3 weeks. 3 weeks time?
Yeah, Friday, April 5th at Chainsaw in Waterloo. No karaoke that night.
No karaoke.
Or is it karaoke? Is it just like, you know, better karaoke?
Yeah, it could be, yeah. There's not going to be any Journey, though.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Don't stop.
How can you let us down like that? Just for Mike, we're only going to play White Noise by
The Glorious Sons.
Oh.
He loves that song. It's his favorite song on earth.
I can't wait.
So I just got a couple questions just to start off for you guys. Mike, if you want to introduce yourself, tell me what Jailbirds are all about, how you guys started out, all the fun stuff.
Okay. Well, sorry, we're eating Timbits here.
It's okay.
But yeah, no, like we started like about 3 years ago now. Liam, who plays bass in the band, him and I have been playing in a band since like high school. I don't know, since like grade 10 or something. And so I'm 24 now. So do the math, you know. And then... So yeah, that's like 3 years. Jailbirds have been a thing. Like we were a band before, right? And it was like a hard rock thing, like kind of like Alter Bridge, right? Kind of like that kind of thing. It was more modern.
Yeah.
It was like heavier. And we kind of like just started writing bluesier stuff. And so we were like, oh, let's change everything. And then people left the band and stuff and so whatever. And so we were like a 5-piece at one point, and then now we're a 3-piece. That's been the past like 2 years. And yeah, we just play like hard rock, kind of mixed with 70s rock, grunge, mixed with everything that we just like to listen to, I guess, it kind of comes through. Like, we've had, like, phases of, like, liking Mastodon all at the same time. And, like, we have, like, 4 songs that are just, like, too heavy to play. We've never played them before.
Sure.
And kind of thing like that. And that's kind of what we do. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. What would you say the motto is? If you guys had to develop a motto for your band, what would it be?
Ooh. I'm not sure. That's a very good question. Well, we really like setting aside time for instrumental parts, like guitar solos and stuff. So I guess maybe long live guitar solos or something like that.
That's off the top of my head.
The next Jailbird shirt is going to have Jailbirds, long live the guitar solos on it. So I'm excited for that one.
Okay. All right. That's actually not a bad idea.
And so then, by process of elimination, Alex, if you would like to do the honors of introducing No Service, what they are all about, I'm saying it in the third person, trying to be objective, so if you could,
honestly, I think the motto that we try to kind of go by as a band is just, enjoy what you do and have fun doing it. I mean, there's one thing you can really take away just from watching us live or whatever, we just have a great time when we play. We really learn to embrace, you know, the adrenaline and the fans and, well, not, when I say fans, I mean like maybe the 20 people that have come out, but just like the support that we get at shows and everything. I think it's just, it's just a matter of embracing it and just loving what you're doing, because really it applies for anything, whether it's, you know, if it's your job or something like that, or you just gotta love what you do. And, I think that's our motto.
Right. Yeah. And so I kind of know this story already a little bit, but how did you guys get together?
So I always start the story at my part, and then Keegan cuts me off and says, no, there's more. But so I'm gonna start at a Keegan's point. Basically, him, Sam, our keyboard player, and Evan, our bass player, had all met through Kijiji, And they met up, and at the time, Sam was playing guitar, Keaton on drums, obviously, and Evan on bass. And they met, and I think he was saying they practiced maybe twice over a span of 2 months. And then they just really, they couldn't make things work with their schedules, and just kind of lost contact. And then later on, I was on Kijiji, just looking for guys to play with. I was doing some solo stuff, and I was enjoying it, but, you know, I was like, I really want to be in a band and share this with other people. So I found Evan, and then I found Keegan, both in separate conversations. And then Evan was like, I know a lead guitarist. If you want, we can get the four of us into a group chat, and we'll discuss something. So we did, and it turned out the other three had already known each other. So the four of us jammed for a couple weeks, and then we decided, you know what, it'd be cool to add one more guy. And Sam was like, well, if you want to go look for another guitarist, I can play the keys. So we put up another Kijiji ad looking for a lead guitarist, and Max responded to it, and the rest is history.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, it's funny because, like, you think of a lot of bands, especially young bands, as being, like, you know, they've known one another since they were kids or high school or something, but that's so awesome how things work so well. Like, it works out so well just from, a Kijiji ad, really. Like, you guys gel so well.
Yeah, it was kind of risky because, you know, Kijiji, you could be talking to anyone, right? You can only take so much away from an ad and people saying, hi, I'm this age, I live here.
Yeah.
So, it was really cool. And at that point, for me, I was convinced that nobody my age played bass or drums. So that's why I took to Kijiji. And I found a guy who played bass and a guy who played drums. So they do exist, people.
They're rare. But also, so I've been wondering this for a long time. Band name origin.
Okay, so our origin is pretty simple. It's Max was walking in some sort of creepy alleyway, and he saw No Service spray painted everywhere, and thought, you know what, that'd be a cool band name. And so, yeah, that's how we got our name, pretty much. Nice. So much else to it.
Mike, how about you? Where'd you get Jailbirds from?
Okay, that's a story for you. Our bass player, Liam. So we were trying to brainstorm stuff one day, and because, like I said before, we were like a different band before, and we wanted to change the name. And then we were just having like a brainstorming session or whatever, and we couldn't come up with anything. We sat there for like 6 hours or something. We just were writing stuff down, and some of it was okay, but it wasn't quite right. And then he went home, and he just went to another level, let's say. And then he just thought of it in a dream. He just like,
oh my God,
he pictured
awesome.
us in this old Western like scene on a train, and then we're like robbing the train, and then some guys arrest us or whatever, and then some old dude like walks by us in jail and is like, oh, that's the Jailbirds. And then this was in his dream. And then he woke up, he's like, oh my God, and he wrote it down.
It's pretty badass.
That was it. That's how we found it.
That's like a Paul McCartney yesterday type thing. Where yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can definitely tell who's got the more elaborate story. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
So Mike Penny and Alex Hobson, and we're chatting to them for a bit. But right now we're going to cut to two songs specifically picked by Mr. Mike here. If you want to introduce those two songs, if you can remember which ones you did pick, we've got both of them coming up.
Yeah, first one is the last song we just put out, Jailbirds, My Secret Is Out. And then the next one after that is one of my favorite Soundgarden songs. It's called Mailman off of Super Unknown.
Cool, coming right up for you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mailman, Soundgarden. Mike was jamming to it, too.
I love that song.
Yeah, you should have heard those pipes at the end. That was beautiful. And then we also had My Secret Is Out from Jailbirds, from Mike's band. You
Thanks
were mentioning
for playing that.
In the break there something about a guitar solo that you want to talk about.
Yeah, no, it's just reminded me because that solo at the end is two takes, pan left and right, and one has a wah pedal and one doesn't. And it's just kind of a funny story. Like we borrowed from this guy, our producer, Matt Grady. He knew a guy who was in town or something, and he had this really cool guitar. And so we called him, and he just brought it over for us to use. and it happened to be in the tuning we play in and all this other stuff, and so it was kind of like a perfect thing. And it's like one of my favorite guitars, like the Silverburst Les Paul Custom, like Adam Jones kind of thing. Have you seen that photo?
Yeah.
And so that guitar, right? And he brings it over, and I'm like, oh my God. So we recorded it, and it was at the end of the night, so it was like 10 o'clock. I've been recording like for 12 hours straight, guitars at this point. And so I was exhausted. We did the solo, and I wasn't really happy with it. We go home, we come back the next day. I'm like, no, I can do better. And we do another take with my Explorer because we didn't have the other guitar. And then that's the right take is the Explorer, and the left take is the guitar from the night before. Because we're just like, oh, they both sound cool together. And then we just panned them, and they were like, oh, okay, that's awesome. We kept it.
Sweet.
The Explorer makes everything better, doesn't it?
It does. Actually, you know, like it actually made a huge difference when we were like, just like, going through member changes and stuff, like it brought a certain aggression to the sound that wasn't there with any other type of guitar kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Sweet. Yeah, you love your Explorers, don't you?
Yeah, I didn't even like, honestly, I never even considered them and never even looked at them twice until I found that one in a store. It was cheap and I saw the tag and I was just like, oh, I'll try it. And then it was like the best. And I was just like, I couldn't put it down. And then I was like, I can't buy it. So I put it back and I went back the next week and it was still there. And I was like, if it's there tomorrow, I'll get it. I came back and it's still there. And it's like, okay, I got it.
Plus, it looks badass. I mean, there's that too.
No, it looks good.
It does.
It plays really well.
Yeah, on the topic of, you know, recording and everything like that, songwriting, I think, is obviously, you know, such an intricate and delicate process, I would say, in the creation of, you know, everything that comes with. I don't know where I'm going with that, but you know what I mean. So in terms of songwriting, I just want to know each of you individually how you go about it. If you can quickly just touch on how you start the process and what you draw from. What is the most important part of that process for you? Mike, if you want to start.
Okay. He pointed at me.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Go first.
Oh, okay. I wasn't listening, sorry. I was thinking of what I was going to say. I guess, yeah, I don't really know. I haven't really thought about it.
Do you want me to go?
No, like, I'm trying to think, like, what I do. Basically, it just, like, something will come to me just from jamming most of the time, and it's just like just from playing and just putting myself in the opportunity to come up with something,
right.
And then just feeding off of that, and then bring it to the other guys, and we kind of jam it out, and we got a jam space where we just turn everything up, and we just kind of vibe on that, and that's kind of how we write our songs. It's just like, I mean, very rarely is it like a fully written thing, and we bring it in, and then it's like you play this, you play that. It's just like a, hey, I have this riff, and I just start playing it, and there we go.
So do you tend to write music before lyrics, or?
Oh yeah, actually, we don't even touch lyrics, or I don't even like I write most of the lyrics, but I don't even think about melodies or any words until like we're happy with, like if the song is good instrumental and we're like, yeah, that was badass, then we write lyrics and melodies for it.
Right.
If the instrumental underneath is if it's not like badass, I guess, to us, like if we're not like stoked on it, then we'll just throw it away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Fair enough. And Alex, what about you guys?
So, kind of similar to Mike in the sense that for me at least, I typically tend to lean towards music before lyrics, but we don't go for the full band and like get every single part down before we go to lyrics. Like typically what I do is I'll sit at home with my acoustic guitar, I'll come up with a chord progression, I'll write lyrics, and I'll just give it to the rest of the guys and say, do something with this. Because I can't, you know, I don't know how to play piano, I can't come up with a keys part on my own, I can't really play drums, so I say, Keegan, what drum part would sound good with this? And then he comes up with something, and then, you know, all the pieces kind of come together through the other guys. I just do what I can, and then pass it on and say, you know what? This is what I've got. If you want to make something of it, add your own thing.
So it's pretty collaborative. Like you don't really have like one songwriter or a couple songwriters.
No, I mean lyrically, I would say that Keegan and I are the primary songwriters because we do a lot of the lyrics. Max wrote one song lyrics lyrically, and then but in terms of the music, everybody does their own thing. So
yeah, that's cool.
Everybody contributes something to the process. Yeah.
Yeah, and then. Lyric-wise, too, do you find that you guys pull kind of from real-life experiences or from other songs, or?
You know, sometimes there will be the odd song where it'll come from a personal experience. Like, we have one song that's called Blue Behind the Gray that we haven't released, obviously. We haven't played it in a long time, actually. But I wrote Keegan and I combined to write the lyrics on that song, and we have our own little backstories. It's basically a song about mental health, and it's like, you say, when I say blue behind the gray, it's like, blue as in, like, you know, there's always a blue sky behind the gray clouds, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, when you compare that to real life, there's always a positive outcome behind all the clouds and all the gray areas in your life, right? And Keegan wrote that song about two of his favorite icons, Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington, who both took their own lives due to mental issues. And I wrote it about one of my good friends who passed away a few years ago. And so there's occasions like that where they come from personal experience, and then other times it's just their influence of other songs and the style of other bands' songwriting. It's just, I like to make things rhyme, and I just pretty much just do it however it comes to me.
Yeah, good stuff. Alex, now it's your turn. You picked two songs. We're going to play those two songs now. If you can remember them, would you please?
Yeah, they're right in front of me. So the first song that we're going to go with is No Champagne Socialist by the Arkells. Arkells are one of my quickest rising favorite bands, and I think this is a really underrated song. And the second song is one by a good buddy of Mike and I's, Andy, who's going to be calling in next week to this show. His band's called Revive the Rose, and it's their most popular song. It's called Bad Blood. What are you laughing?
Bad Blood, Revive the Rose.
From Welland.
Yeah. That was great. Next up, hardest part about being in a band. This is a loaded question that I didn't even write, so I don't really even know how to approach it.
You could just say I was a dumb person for writing the question.
Yeah, because it sounds like a hard question to answer. Honestly, I don't even know what it's aimed at. But I don't know. I'm not in a band, so tell me, what's the hardest part?
First thing that comes to mind.
All the free drinks.
Oh, that's the hardest part.
It's the hardest part. You can't, you know. Because you gotta turn them down sometimes.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's hard.
That's awesome. What about you, Alex?
I agree wholeheartedly with Mike, but at the same time, I wouldn't say this is for every band, just for our band. The hardest part's by far making our schedules work. I work full time, Sam works full time, Keegan's in fucking England right now.
Oh yeah.
And we've gone through one temporary drummer, and and then Max and Evan are in school. So our schedules frequently
clash.
That's it. I knew it started with a C. Yeah. So yeah, they frequently clash, and that's a very hard part about it. But then the free drinks as well. Sometimes I have to say no to that sixth whiskey sour before I go on stage.
It's tough, man.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
Next up, this is Keegan's favorite game. Do you want to introduce it?
I love this game so much.
Oh, God.
Well, what is it?
Well, I have to introduce it? Okay. So you got to build your dream band, okay? You got to pick up to five members, right? You can only pick one drummer. All right, I know that's a hard thing for everybody, but you can only pick one drummer.
Can I have no
it's a
drummer?
Joke. Nobody laughs at it every time.
Just five guitars.
You can't be the Eagles. So five members. Start with whoever you want. Whoever is ready to go first can take a shot.
Let's do it. Slash, Dio, fucking Cliff Burton, and
Chad Kroeger.
No. Come on. Jeez. Ian Pace and what else do I need? Keyboards?
Drummer?
Drummer is Ian Pace.
Yeah, I know. I spaced out for a second.
Ian
so
Pace
sorry.
Is like the best drummer.
Keegan just had a stroke.
I'm going to hold that to you forever, by the way.
God.
And for your whole life.
I'm so sorry.
Keyboards. I mean, I have to pick John Lord. Two Deep Purple members, but that's, you know, I should have just picked all of the Deep Purple members.
just been like,
I should have just named them off, and then that would have been good.
Okay, so this, I already know my five guys, and I have no idea what kind of music they would play if they all played together, but it's my favorite. Five guys is great. Oh, man, it's the best. Yeah, so they all play. It'd be incredible. But, yeah, so on vocals, Freddie Mercury. He's my favorite vocalist by far. Guitar, I'd have Rick Emmett, because Rick Emmett is, I've met him in person, and he's an absolute legend and a great guitarist. Geddy Lee on bass, John Bonham on drums, and I'd have Joe Walsh as the utility guy there, because he can play guitar. he can play guitar, but he can also play the keys. So I think, I don't know what the hell those guys would do for tracks, but
that's
be cool.
A personality.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, I just saw a reaction to Geddy Lee there. I didn't know if that was a good reaction or a bad one.
No, I was like, why the fuck didn't I think of that?
I know, I was going to say. For that was Geddy.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't even know why Cliff Burton was the first one to come up.
No, hey, man. That's weird. It's a good pick. I was impressed. No,
those were both really good. I struggled with that. But you guys knew, like, a couple seconds
in
advance.
Chris Novoselic.
What's that? Chris?
Chris Novoselic, or whatever the hell his name is. Did I just mispronounce his name badly?
No, it's fine, man.
Nirvana?
Yeah, the Nirvana.
It's Novoselic, but yeah. It's,
Novoselic? I'm sorry. Yeah. It looks like a Serbian name. You pronounce the Serbian names with the chich.
It's fine, man. It's all good. No, that's always a fun little game, because it's always, when you actually start thinking about it, you're like, I like so many good musicians. It's hard to actually narrow it down. So that one's always really fun.
Yeah. Hard game, but great.
Almost as hard as denying drinks. Almost.
You never have to deny a bowl, though, do you?
Never have to or never want to?
Never want to.
Never want to is the correct one there. All right, we're going to get to two more songs here, and then we're going to close it out. So if you want to introduce these two, I think I have a mix of both ears here. So if Mike, you want to do the first one, and then Alex, if you want to do the second one there.
This is a new song by Rival Sons called Sugar on the Bone. It's on their new record, Feral Roots. And the whole record is badass.
So yeah, it's really good.
Just listen to the whole thing. Just do it.
And after that, we've got Try Honesty by Billy Talent. It was my first ever favorite song that I can remember. So
here we go.
Good tune.
Try Honesty, Billy Talent. And before that, we had Rival Sons with Sugar on the Bone. Both
indeed.
Really, two really good tunes. And hey, we're actually doing okay for time, which is great.
Yeah, we managed to salvage it, which is good.
But yeah, to wrap up, you guys both have some upcoming gigs and music and a whole lot of stuff going on. I know that No Service has, you guys have your EP coming out March 29th?
Yes, the EP is out March 29th. It's a Friday. So, yeah, that's next Friday. Pretty excited for it.
Yeah.
And you also have a show.
You.
Yeah. We have a show, Keegan, not you. We have a show at Harmony Lunch coming up on March 30th, the Saturday. And the following week, April 5th, we have a gig at Chainsaw with Antisocial Surf Club and Jailbirds.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Very exciting. And Mike, any other shows or big announcements coming up?
We have a lot of shows planned right now. We just released our EP on the 25th of January, which is available, you know, across any digital platform you want. And yeah, we've got it all on our Facebook page. You can find it all at jailbirdsrockandroll.ca, or our URLs are all always jailbirdsrockandroll, and not and, just so you know. And we got a bunch of shows. Like the next night after that Chainsaw gig, we're playing in Stratford with Road Wolves for their EP release, and then we're doing a run of Kingston, Ottawa, and Montreal the following weekend, and then a bunch of stuff. Going out to Sudbury for the first time, doing a bunch of, like, we're still planning some shows. We might go out to Barrie and St. Catharines, maybe another London gig. But we're just trying to play wherever we can, as much as we can.
Busy.
Yeah, really busy.
That's awesome.
Oh, What?
What?
Nothing.
Nope.
Nothing.
Sorry. It's okay, Alex. I'll forgive you for this one. So yeah, that pretty much wraps everything up for today. Wish we could have talked longer, but unfortunately time constraints are a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, big thank you to both of you guys for coming out today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us out.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
My pleasure.
And hopefully we'll see you both back next year with some more exciting news, more music, more tunes.
Yeah, we definitely we have to do a part two because we didn't, you know, really have too much time.
We'll just
hopefully
come back
the show
the
is 2 hours long next year.
No, we're gonna do 5 hours, Alex.
5 hours. Yeah. Okay, 5 hours.
And we'll have everyone from both bands and yep.
One mic for each.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Correct.
Giant interview.
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't need a mic for Evan. He won't say anything.
No, Evan doesn't speak.
He stands and holds a bass guitar.
Like all bassists?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
He's a good bass player.
Yeah.
Trained him well.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming out.
Absolutely.
And I guess, we have one last song. I don't know whose song it was.
It was Miles.
Right, Mike. All right.
Oh, Mike's.
No, yeah.
Not sorry. My
did
song.
You want to? Yeah, it's not your song, but.
I actually wrote it.
Your pick.
Wish. / Miles Kennedy and Mike Penny.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
Oh, yeah. And other than that, I guess see you next week, which is actually our last show. I just saw that today.
No, second last show.
No, it's our last
Wait.
Show. It's our last show, yeah. I know. I know. Oh. We have so much to get through. Oh,
oh boy.
That's okay. Anyways, before we ramble.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap it up here. Thanks again to the guys for coming out. Much appreciated, and we'll... talk to you guys next week, the last show.
Yeah, and check out
September.
No Service and Jailbirds if you haven't already.
See ya.
Yeah.
Later, skater.